This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Casey, if you have an idea for a new theme song for us, like, you can email me or call me, or, well, don't call me, but do, like, you can send it to me outside the show, but don't just, when we're about to start the show, play a totally new song that you've been working on.
And already I feel it, and like, I'll push through it and I'll be professional about it, but like, already I feel sort of the impact. They haven't even spoken yet, but there was a reason I said for 10 years not having blood relatives on the show.
Yeah.
There was a reason. And it's because it comes with strategic advantages for them. I feel ganged up on.
The shared history between our two guests is an insurmountable obstacle for us in terms of like establishing chemistry.
Wow. Well.
And what did I say at the beginning of this? I will be professional about it. I will. It is
oh
not,
my God!
It is not
I'm
gonna
going
create,
to be so it's mature.
Not gonna, it's not going to create any issues. But it, for me, just know that it is. It's causing problems for me.
I'm an adult. I'm a broadcaster. You know, this is my profession. So I'm obviously not going to like.
And no one else will tell you. You do other shows together, and you do your own show together.
Right.
And no
right.
one else yeah. will tell you this. Right.
Yeah.
But like everyone is talking about how this is a huge problem.
Yes. That when you two are together, that the combined energy is
right.
insanely problematic and destructive to like. Any kind of successful episode being recorded.
Do you not feel, you don't like perceive that at all?
You don't feel insane right now?
No, I honestly feel totally fine. What about you, Jonah?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, but I,
oh
you know.
My God. You're doing it right now. No, go ahead, but you're doing
exactly
what we're saying.
Exactly
like, it's like
thing, but...
ganging up on us, like teaming up, and it's like, oh, like you're gaslighting us. Like, oh, you guys feel weird? Like, we actually feel good. But it's like, but you're attacking us. But go ahead. So it's whatever. It's, but it's a bear and Jonah. They're good. You know, they have a podcast. We have a podcast. Like, seemed like a natural fit. But now we're where we are.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for having us.
Thank you. No,
see, that's better.
We've been
and
really
already.
Excited.
I can feel us getting to a better place with this. Fine. Thank you. You're mm-hmm. welcome. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
The show that you all do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast,
right?
It's Vanessa. Yeah. It's Jonah. Who's older?
I'm 2 years older.
Okay.
Wow.
And the silent communication where Vanessa nods.
Vanessa's like
giving Jonah.
He'll take this one. I'm not
gonna
call his ass.
I got this one.
Yeah.
I know this one by heart.
he knows he's older. Yeah.
Yep.
But we don't wanna do all the sort of selling of your show. Like we actually want you to tell us a little bit about the show and then we can kind of figure out how we fit in.
Right.
What's our role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Like, what's been the most successful, like, kind of episode? Like, what were they doing? And then how can we kind of mimic that?
Right. Well, the show is called How Did We Get Weird? And we talk about nostalgic topics from growing up. So anything from, you know, snacks that we would eat as kids, like Lean Pockets.
Oh, my
to,
God.
Okay.
Yes.
Skip-Its.
You ate those?
Well, no, Skip-Its are a toy.
Okay, well, you said. Sorry.
No,
I don't want to forget
just,
the exact
let's,
wording.
Let's read the transcript because we actually have
snacks
it's nice.
That
we
would,
record these. So
snacks
we have
that
it.
We would eat as a kid from Lean Pockets To skip it.
From Lean Pockets to Skip It.
And then I said, okay, you ate those? And you said, no, Skip It's are... You're like, no.
Well,
you're like, well, okay. No, Skip It's are a toy. And it's like, okay, but you said to me that you eat those.
I thought that the pause that I took between snacks that we would eat as a kid, like Lean Pockets, pause.
New topic.
And anything like...
To we're Skip It. Well, not, Skip It yeah. is not a category, as you seem to
well,
establish.
I,
you seem
I
to know that
I
toy is
said,
a category.
You don't know if I was going to say Skip It's a toy we would play with as kids, but I okay. will never know if I was going to say that. You'll never
I'm sure
know.
Jonah knows. You guys have this like psychic energy. Like he totally understands what you're doing. And I'm fucking
we're
lost.
Not twins.
I am at sea. Who, no, you made it very clear that he's older.
Who did the biggest episode in terms of numbers?
Yeah, what kind of numbers are we pushing?
I don't know exactly what the numbers are.
But who did you know who did the biggest one?
That's convenient.
One, right?
We don't know exactly what the numbers are either.
Well,
trust
the,
me, we
well,
don't want to
you
know.
We've had the biggest numbers recently because the podcast has gotten more popular, but we had a very successful episode with Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Has he done ours?
Yeah. That's I'm trying to think.
We've done a lot of episodes.
Was he that guy?
Was he? Yeah.
Oh, do you guys not know who that is?
That came in.
No,
I know.
Of course,
who
I
he
know
is.
Who he is.
It's
I'm just like... working through our episodes we've done.
Right.
We've obviously had some great guests.
Did he
have,
do this
we
show?
We have you too, and we've done.
And this is our biggest episode.
My friend Ben has done. This is our biggest episode so far.
So that's our answer. This is our biggest episode. We will be investing heavily behind this
great.
Episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the promotion kind of plan for this one?
In terms of impressions?
Yeah. Impressions.
We actually can guarantee you. Kevin, give me the number again because Kevin's kind of our numbers guy.
Six.
Six impressions.
Six. Wow.
Okay. Unique impressions.
Six unique
impressions. Six not Christopher Walken, not the ones everybody's doing.
Six unique eyeballs.
Yeah.
And so that's three people, I guess.
Wow.
No, it's like, yeah, it's not something that we brag about, but like we've been doing it for a while and you sort of, when you get in early, you know, you have first mover advantage.
Yeah.
And that's something we've enjoyed on this
right.
show for
you
a
sort
while.
Of started the movement in a lot of ways, the podcast movement.
Nobody was talking to comedians and trying to figure out like, wait a minute.
What's their deal?
How did you get so funny? Like, when did you realize you were funny?
Yeah.
Like what, you know, why are people from where you're from so funny? Like we actually ask people like, where you're from, there's other funny people from there. What is it that makes you funny where you're from?
Right, kind of looking at the big picture.
You could do it for Chicago. You could do it for Boston. You could do it for the South. I mean,
that's
it's like
it.
All Canada. Like you could
oh,
do
Canada
it for
too,
Canada.
Yeah.
Why are people in Canada so funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You
and
can
have
do
you
it
found
for all over.
Have you found any answers to any of that?
When we do, we end the show.
Yeah.
Right.
We're trying to put ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because as soon as you don't need us anymore to like get the answer to that question, peace, we disappear. You never hear from us again.
So, okay. So you get the answers, but you don't say them because you're worried it'll put you out of
it. We haven't gotten
it
yet.
We haven't gotten a satisfying answer.
Trying to figure out how to explain this because that's literally the opposite
I see
of what I was
you're
saying.
You're saying that the second that you, right, the second you find out, that's
peace.
When it's time to say goodbye.
We disappear. You never hear from us again. Goodbye. Peace.
Yeah.
Deuces.
And we don't release that episode.
Audi 5000.
Nobody knows what happened to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Have disappear. You ever had anyone come on your show who's not weird?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Well.
Could be interesting to try.
Right?
I kind of would like to hear from a not weird person every once in a while.
Well, I think it's how did we get weird more in a general sense of how did we get to be unique in the way that we're, you know, each unique.
Yeah, but have you had somebody normal?
We had our dad on the podcast.
They might have a cool perspective on it. Your dad.
Your dad's normal? God, so imagine him being subjected to...
That sucks.
Every week he has... gave birth to two weird children.
I'm just thinking about, like, I have a son and a daughter. I have a boy who's 2 years older. if they both are weird, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Because I'm actually like a really normal guy. Like, I'm just like kind of normal. Just like want to know what makes people funny from different parts of the world. And then I just want to like have my snacks, like not toys, right. Just like normal snacks.
What if your son and daughter said, hey, dad, we want you to come on our podcast about How Did We Get Weird? What would your response be?
It depends which one's saying it.
Okay.
And so we have to be considering number one. I mean,
let's play it out. Yeah.
He's still going to be a podcaster.
I'd like to be me. Yeah.
This is all filtered through like, okay, well, this, number one is a promo opportunity. We got to get our numbers up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so like, is this an opportunity for it? So he's going to have to look, you know, he's going to have to look at their books.
Get under the hood.
Back end. Yeah.
Okay. So
we're going to have to pop the hood.
So Jonah, do you want to ask in this hypothetical?
Vanessa, you're the actress. I think you could.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This you're being my daughter. Again.
Yeah. All right.
It's killing me.
Hey dad, do you want to be on our podcast?
Where's my bracelet? I was wearing this bracelet for like a couple months and I was kind of liking like just the vibe of being like a bracelet guy, and I can't find it. And I'm going, and I've checked like all the drawers and stuff, and I know you have hid stuff of mine before. Put my keys in the laundry basket. And in the washing machine. You have a whole thing where you want to wash my keys. Have you seen it?
Dad, it's labradorite. I don't really want to. That's not really what we can deal with that later.
Definitely sounds like she knows something about where the, right? what happened in the bracelet.
Yeah, there's something and to be dealt with here, and I suspected the whole time that you would know where it was.
Just separately, out of character, did you ever take improv classes? Because it kind of seems like you know when people are doing an improv scene and someone says like we're at a restaurant and you go, oh, can I
get a skip it?
Yeah.
I have one large skip it. Deep fried.
Okay. This is kind of proving my point of like, yeah. You know, you're the person on stage going, this isn't a restaurant. It's a playground. You know, sort of feels like kind of adding
you.
Your...
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, I am always in a playground.
Well, fair. I walked right into that one. anyway, I just, interesting that in this.
No, not anyway. Not in anyway.
This, in this potential scenario where I'm asking our dad if he wants to be on the podcast, you're bringing up a bracelet.
Sorry, am I your dad? Well, I understood from the question. You know, what I'm realizing is that.
This is such deflection, too, about the bracelet.
It was very unfair.
To talk about, like, getting off course, we're talking about a bracelet, and you ask your dad if he's taken improv classes?
I thought I was
where's
me. I didn't
know where's the bracelet? What did you do with it?
Okay. I think I said before I took us out of the improv class, I said, if we're not in this potential scenario back in real life, you know, I was asking, you know, are you kind of a tough person to take improv?
No, I'm just really confused.
With?
No, I'm just really confused. And I'm willing to own part of that. Like, that might be me. But I'm realizing that it was unfair. We accused the two of you of having this really strong bond and like communication style that was going to unify you against us and basically that you would take over the show. But like, now I'm realizing that when Jonah asked me if like my kid asked me something, how I would respond, then he had you play my kid, but you thought you were talking to your own dad. I'm like, you guys don't know each other at all.
Right.
Am I wrong here?
You don't even live together. I mean,
I'm looking at the two rooms and there's a very different style.
Yeah. That's true. We don't live together. We're both adults.
Yeah. One of you sitting on the floor.
Yeah, I'm definitely sitting on the floor. That's true.
Or you have this very
or
tall
a really
bed.
Tall bed. One of you sleeps in a top bunk and there's no bottom bunk.
I think what you're detecting from Sean is that, right, especially when it comes to scene work, mm-hmm, is he taking improv? Yeah, yes, he's trained.
Yes.
But when it comes to training, when it comes to scene craft, the bracelet was something of a constant for him. And so when he was immersed in the scene environment, he could look at his constant and be anchored and say, like, okay, I know this is a scene. I know this is, I'm not actually their daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could.
It's the restriction that provides the freedom, if that makes sense. Like, right. I am able to take, yes, such flights of fancy because I remain grounded in this bracelet. And having that allows me to go be your dad or a skip-it-devouring giant or, you know, a walrus on Mars. I mean, these improv shows go really, really crazy. Like, and I've been in some scenes that are, like, so nuts. Like, it's like a dream almost.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take improv classes?
Have you taken them?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have also.
Jonah
has
them?
Too.
I was
took a
speaking
couple.
To Jonah. But
Jonah, yeah. Did you take them?
I did, yeah. I mean, it wasn't sort of like this type of master class we're getting here, but but it was good. It was. I learned some things.
What?
We did a show. He did a show called Masterclass too. So, but that's not this show. So
it's not. Okay. This. But you could do, you know, if you want to do that, you could do that show too. I haven't done it for like 2 years.
They're a sponsor for today's episode, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Masterclass is a sponsor for today's episode.
The subscription website is a sponsor for today's episode.
Wow. That really was.
What's a copy? Let's pull up the copy.
You watched any of that stuff?
I've heard of it.
You heard of it?
Interested.
Yeah.
What
would you take a master class in?
What?
You want to learn to shoot basketballs from Steph Curry? Or play poker from Daniel Negreanu?
This NBA draft, it's almost like troubling how many of these like teenagers got drafted and every single one had never played basketball, mm-hmm, before, and then they watched the Steph Curry
masterclass.
Wow.
On shooting basketballs.
And cheat code.
Every single one, mm-hmm, went to number one. They all got drafted number one.
Isn't
in the
insane?
NBA draft,
isn't
which has
insane?
Never even been considered to be possible
has
before.
Has not happened. Every single team got to pick number one, and they all picked these masterclass kits.
That seems like a little confusing that every team would get to pick number one, because doesn't number
That's
one...
That's how good they all were. This year, they were all so good that every single one
job.
Of them got picked number one.
Everyone did such a good job, they had to be
and
fair.
And it's also part of our everyone gets a trophy culture these days.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I don't want like, to
right,
get into
right.
it.
I don't
want to
get lost in this.
The fact that, like, okay, you're all number one in the draft. Like, I agree. I agree that with Vanessa that cancel culture and this everyone gets a trophy thing we have going now is
I don't think I said that Vanessa and I haven't
well, you said
always
it was...
seen eye to eye, obviously, but yeah, when she kind of took it to the woke mob that has been ruling our culture lately, I did start to go, maybe we have more in common than I thought.
Okay, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but I just don't want to necessarily be associated with it either.
Do you remember when you were a kid growing up,
mm-hmm,
and everyone was reading Nintendo Power magazine? You remember Nintendo Power magazine?
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
But your parents wouldn't let you have Nintendo anymore because you kept burning yourself on it. Do you, mm-hmm, remember this?
Got a bad burn.
They made you give it back.
Uh-huh.
You somehow even burned yourself giving it
when
back
you were
at
handing
the store.
It back, it was so hot. Yeah.
And so you're not allowed to have Nintendo anymore. So you decide to make your own magazine called Reading a Book Power Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this?
It's got little cheat codes for like reading a book.
Do you not remember any
of
this?
How did you burn yourself on a Nintendo?
Kept burning himself.
Is this
remember
what you do on
happen?
Your show? People like share stuff with their
people
childhood?
Share memories and you just
and
like,
you're like, what
oh,
are
I
you
forgot
talking
you
about?
Guys, it seemed, it, I forgot that there's... It seemed like there was some interest from both of you of being on our podcast. So,
well, that's ideally what we're going to get to. But
so
we want to.
Okay.
I mean, I guess
I didn't mean to
Will
jump the
Ferrell
gun.
Will Ferrell never burned himself on a Nintendo and then made reading a book Power magazine is what I'm learning. But maybe that would make this a good episode because we're not doing the same thing he did.
What was in reading a book Power magazine? What else was in it?
So this is the thing. If you're going to make a magazine, what do you need? Pulp.
Mm-hmm.
You need so much tree pulp.
Yeah.
And you remember, Dad has this whole room where he's got all this pulp,
mm-hmm.
but he goes into and he's just like working with it. You don't know like exactly, you know, it's like adult stuff. You don't know exactly what he's doing with the pulp. It
Is
might
he
be that
miss
he's
the
trying
pulp
to
if there's a little bit gone.
Make it into yeah. a, like a drink he can have. But you say like, you want to go in there and get some of this pulp. You remember? So you can make reading a book Power magazine. But then you go in there and you're like putting some of the pulp in a bat. You're like trying to take some of the pulp with you so you could make your magazine. But it eats through the bag. You remember those thin bags? Bags used to be
well,
so
just,
thin.
Just to be fair, I think Jonah
remember
was asking more.
Remember the bags weren't thick at all? The bags were, you just touch them and you're right through them. Every time you pick up the bag, you just have five fingers coming through the bag. They're too thin.
So you're talking more about the material that the magazine was made of. I guess we're wondering more about like the creative content inside of it.
It's just a longer process than that, I guess, to like get straight from the concept
to imagine
stage.
The magazine and then
magazine.
They just go like this is what was printed on the page
all
it's
the
like,
way
you're
to like the content like you actually have to make it first and so to do that you need huge amounts of pulp so it eats through the bag kind of splats on the ground makes a big sound and you hear Dad getting out of his chair in the other you remember that sound Dad would make when he's getting out of his chair in the other room and he's coming to check on the pulp.
Hi-ya!
He's coming to check on the pulp, and he makes a hi-yah sound.
Yeah.
And you can feel that he's got chopping in midair. You can hear him chopping on his way to the pulp room because he thinks he's going to have to chop whoever went in there and went to get his pulp.
I don't remember that, but that doesn't mean
that?
It didn't happen to you.
Right.
And he's coming closer and closer to the door. The chopping, the wind of his arm. It's getting louder and louder.
And all the wind chimes in the hallway are starting to go off.
Yes, from the strength and violence of his chopping. And then he gets closer and closer to the door, and it's open a crack, and you can see the light in the door go dark as Dad's silhouette is there. But then instead of opening the door, he shuts it, and you hear it lock from the outside. He's going to starve out the person who was in there to steal the pulp, and he doesn't know it's you, the baby.
I don't remember that, but...
You don't remember?
What is this show?
I'm having trouble figuring out the show.
Is this what you do? You just say, I don't remember? Like, people are, like, talking about...
Well, can people,
Nintendo Power Magazine, common experiences from childhood.
Everyone knows
Magazine. It can be sort of a nostalgic experience on our show that someone has that we didn't necessarily always have, which is kind of what you're talking about. It's something that we didn't necessarily experience, but it's still shaped you into who you are today, which is who you are.
What's the closest version of this
that happened to you?
There must be like some version.
You guys must have had some experience with pulp, trying to collect pulp from Dad.
Because once you're locked
in
that. Because
your dad did the show. So.
Yes. And once you're locked in the room, like
imagine
you realize how hungry you are.
Imagine you're their dad and somebody goes like, what's the biggest episode you've ever done? And they go, Will Ferrell. It's like.
Instead, Will Ferrell.
It wasn't Dad?
And also making clear that they know their dad did the show.
Oh, yeah. Haven't forgotten the episode.
Yeah.
They just think it sucked.
Well, we said Will Ferrell was one of the more popular ones.
I don't know.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys talk to Chris Farron and Clay Tatum about Chris's new album on the Pro version. Sean talks to former WGA president David A. Goodman about the movie Sunset Boulevard on his show Subtitles On, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live and live streaming show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, August 29th, with special guest Claudia O'Doherty. The ticket link for that is in the episode description. And check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Vanessa and Jonah at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. Remember you go for a walk down
over the railroad tracks to try to find some muskrats, and then you look down and there's like a bunch of bullet shells next to your foot, and then you pick them up, you realize that you're in sort of like a makeshift shooting range for the prison guards because you live near a correctional institute, and then you bring them home to go to bed at night, but there's like a big rotating spotlight over the prison yard that like illuminates your window. And then you're afraid that your parents are going to find the bullet shells, so you go to slam your door, but your finger's still in the door, and then your nail falls off your finger.
So is this another thing you're saying to us because you're sort of like, I'd be great on your podcast because I...
This is
an example of a nostalgic thing that we could talk about.
Everybody would go for a walk on railroad tracks.
We're just talking about
you're looking for a muskrat.
Experiences.
Well, it's something that happens when you're a kid is like you...
We do it on our show sometimes too. It's not like you guys have like a monopoly on like talking about...
Right,
and memories.
Talking about the past. Like we do this stuff too. Like
no, history is one of our greatest teachers.
Yeah. So do you remember that or not?
I personally don't, Jonah. I don't know if you do or not.
I don't have a specific memory of that. I'm sorry to say.
And yeah, because like what part don't
you didn't remember? Go look for anything? You didn't find anything? You didn't have any light shining in your room?
There was no light at all. It was just dark all the time.
You just described like a really specific series of events that it sounds like Jonah and I, neither of us have ever had. And I think that's okay that it's unique to you, or maybe both of you have experienced it, which is pretty
crazy.
Well,
everyone's experienced going to look for something and probably finding something else.
Well, yes, but that's not what you said.
It's exactly what I said. I went for a walk by the railroad tracks to look for muskrats. I looked down at my feet, realized there were a lot of bullet shells. Then I sort of deduced that I was standing in a makeshift shooting range for prison guards because I lived so close to a correctional institute. And then at night, there was a big rotating light over the prison yard that would illuminate my window.
Right.
You heard
right.
the whole, yeah.
And his nail fell off.
I had closed my hand in the door hinge.
Okay, I think we misunderstood the question because I took it to mean, has this exact thing happened to you? Where it sounds like what you're asking is, have you ever gone to look for something and found something else? And yes, the answer to that is yes. And yes.
Well, okay, so yeah.
So we're
I guess
onto
I, like, is what'd this you, what the show is?
What'd you look for and what'd you find?
Right?
I feel like sometimes I'm looking for something. I'm rummaging through a drawer. I don't go in a lot. I find
the drawer and your nail falls off.
Oh yeah, close the drawer on your hand.
Yes.
Whole part of your finger turns blue and then like your
and
nail
And it's the
just
one
falls
nail
clean
that
off.
Wasn't already falling off, of course. Isn't it always the one nail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's on the same thumb that you burned too.
On Nintendo.
I was thinking
on the Nintendo.
I was thinking more like a gift card maybe you forgot about.
Gift
or
card.
Right, right.
You,
a gift
you,
card.
You burned yourself on a gift card?
Gift card to the railroad tracks. Go down to cash it in. No muskrats around, but what is it by your foot? Oh, damn, dude. It's a casing. I mean, it happens to everybody.
But where'd all the muskrats go?
Well, they're probably scared of the sound. Prison guards are blasting off down here.
Mm-hmm.
But you used to see them. I feel like when we were kids, they used to be like...
Oh, dude. Anybody else miss the muskrats?
They used to walk to town all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all stop at once like they heard something. How did they know to all stop at the same time and then keep going when they knew it was safe?
You remember that?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But
so I'm having so much trouble.
What kind of town did you grow up in?
Yeah, what's the town?
We grew up in a suburb of Cleveland.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So did I. So.
Yep. Same.
Same. Cool. Where did you two grow up?
Suburb.
What?
Suburb. He's from suburb. I'm from North Suburbank.
Where are you from?
Suburbank.
North Suburbank.
And those are both suburbs of Cleveland?
Of what you said, yes.
Suburb Cleveland, yeah.
Okay, well, I've never heard of those, but But that's so funny that we're all from suburbs of Cleveland.
That we all became funny.
Yes,
that,
that's funny.
That you guys became weird. I'm
getting at. Let's have fun. It's so funny. We're all from the same place. We all took improv class. Like, come on.
Look at us now.
Let's dig in, you know?
Yeah, right. That's right.
And we're doing it. We're here. We're here on the show. We're going to do your show, you know? Once we figure out what it is, like what even happens.
That's right. What even happens?
Yeah.
They'd walk into the store, like all the muskrats.
Okay, we're back
would
to
gather
this.
So that
get on
there
each
was,
other's shoulders in
so,
the store.
So that there was an, and people would be like, why are they doing that? Oh, it's so there's enough weight on the automatic door pad to open it up. And then they would all topple forward. You'd be like, oh, it looks like they're going to get hurt.
Right.
But then they would just like land so gently, they'd just all be back
and just
in the line.
Slide.
Yes. Yeah. Like liquid. They would just like, it was as if they became liquid getting into the store. And then they would just go absolutely
really
postal
a
in there.
Huddle of muskrats. And then it was just.
Once they were in there, just go
fucking
completely
mayhem.
Postal. Yeah.
Wow.
Just helter skelter shit.
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts, dude. A lot of people got hurt.
Revenge, maybe, for being scared by the sound.
Yeah, driven from their natural environment.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
You ever you see an animal?
So I just like.
He was starting to say something.
I'm just working so hard to make you comfortable on the show.
No, we are comfortable. We are comfortable. I think I said this earlier in this episode, but I just want to say it again. Just because you have some kind of nostalgic experience doesn't mean everyone has had it, you know? So, and that's okay. So it just seems like you guys are talking about a lot of really specific experiences and things that you remember. And it just because Jonah and I maybe haven't experienced those things doesn't mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But just because you've experienced them doesn't mean that we have also.
Do you remember when you finally got your own phone line? Like, you know, the family had a phone line and then it was like, you got your own phone line. And it was like, wow, I feel like such a grown up.
I feel like this is about to get really specific. So I remember that.
Yeah, remember? And you had your own phone in your room and it wasn't your parents' phone anymore. But your main phone number in the house was unlisted because your father worked for the state police, but then the new phone number was listed under his name when he signed up for it. And so then like somebody who he either had arrested or had just had beef with him at work, like placed a bunch of personal ads with the new phone number, like looking for like kind of like different like sexual
horny
experiences. And so then you started getting, you know, all these messages from really horny people on your answering machine because of a personal ad that was placed in your dad's name and you were 12.
Yeah. So I don't remember that.
Okay.
That didn't
all
happen.
Right. I don't know how to do the show. I do not know how to do it.
No, generally it's not that hard for people to come on our show. I mean, they talk about something, you know, usually something a little slightly more general than kind of the scenarios that you're both explaining.
More general? What's more general than the telephone, you know?
I'll take the note if I could respond with a note.
Sure, go right ahead.
I think we should give each other a little bit of grace. I think all of us in this world, like coming out of the pandemic, I think we could all just use a little grace right now.
Thinking about the state that the world is in, we're coming out of the pandemic.
Right.
Yes. I know I'm on strike.
Yeah, same. So am I.
And so I think if someone says to you something like, hey, I got burned
by Nintendo.
By Nintendo, instead of saying, okay, I didn't get burned on that exact object.
Right.
You can say, oh, well, I got burned as well.
Sega Genesis.
On this. Yeah. Like on this thing.
Right.
Instead of burned by a game.
Oh, my nail didn't fall off, but this part of me fell off.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so we can find ways to give each other grace, make, like, sort of reestablish these bonds that are, they've become somewhat frayed.
I'm surprised because you have this show that you say has been getting so popular, and you were like really kind of crowing about how popular it's becoming.
I don't know if that's what I did, but go ahead. Sorry.
And that the show, I guess, is you like focusing on our differences when I really think this could be a time to focus on what's the same.
What?
Because fundamentally, what is the same? Because fundamentally, we are all human beings, you know? And we do have mm-hmm. these shared life experiences. Maybe it's not burned on a Nintendo, you know? Maybe you didn't find a bullet shell, but maybe you found a butterfly knife and realized that someone was like training with that.
Yeah, we have those moments. I think we do have those moments. I mean, we'll accept that note. That's a great note. So thank you for that.
Yeah, because I'm taking your note.
Thank you for accepting that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we do. Yeah, I mean, I think if we haven't had the exact same, like Vanessa said, specific situations, we say, oh, I remember this thing. I remember this toy, this thing. So I think there is a connection that way. I agree.
What's a story that someone came on your show and told ever before? Like, what did Will Ferrell talk about from when he was a kid? Doesn't have to be him.
Well,
yeah, if you have a different guest you'd like to brag about, like, I mean, whatever. Like, it's...
yeah.
Well, with Will, we talked about Scooby-Doo, that show.
Scooby-Doo
was a guest?
Scooby-Doo wasn't a guest, but
okay, just...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought,
but
like,
he talked about
like, maybe
is
you
there
guys...
another name you want to drop? Is there another guest you want to brag about? And then it's...
I thought you might do a thing where, like, with us, you're talking about Will Ferrell in his episode. With Will Ferrell, you just talked about like the Scooby-Doo episode. I thought that might be like...
Yeah.
It seems like you guys are asking a lot of questions and then kind of finding...
Hosting the show. Is that what you mean?
We're...
Hosting a podcast?
Conducting a thorough interview.
I was just saying, it seems like you're sort of picking up on specific... You're sort of molding... It's hard to explain what you're doing, but it's...
Thank you. Yes. It is.
It's not easy.
It's not an easy job.
It makes it almost impossible to kind of get on the same page as you guys. I don't know if you've heard that before.
Y'all have been in the host seat before.
Right,
it's a mixed bag. You know?
That's true. That's true.
It's not always easy. And God knows not all the guests make it easy.
So he watched Scooby-Doo? It's just not that good a story. I mean, like, I feel like both of our stories were better than that.
Stuff like reading a book, magazine is like, that's like,
we're not going to like rehash the whole episode because this is a different podcast episode. You know, we want to.
It's trying to be, but it's not yet. Like, I don't think this episode knows what it is. We haven't tried rehashing a different podcast, and that could be what like finally gels.
The premise of our podcast is talking about nostalgic things from growing up. What would you say the premise of your podcast is?
We're trying to get on your podcast.
Yeah, from growing up.
From when we were growing up.
But in every episode, what's sort of the theme?
Trying to get on the podcast of the people that are doing our show.
Yeah, other people do the show.
So,
they've got a podcast.
So then we do their podcast. More people come listen to our podcast, and we try and get on the new podcast.
I see.
Okay, so it's kind of the podcast is a vehicle for you to get on other podcasts.
It's a community, isn't it?
Yeah,
the podcasting world.
Are you on? Are you on Will Ferrell's podcast network?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it. Okay. So that's what it takes. He needs to have a piece. So he needs to have a piece.
Ah,
well, I don't.
So that's what
I don't
we're
know.
Learning.
Okay, got to.
Which is fine. Which is totally fine. And we're sort of looking to have conversations about maybe going elsewhere. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been here for a little while, but
yeah,
right.
Not seeing that Amir has as much juice as Will Ferrell, and I don't expect you to know who that is.
Okay.
He's got his beak wet. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And it's the same thing with him. Honestly, like he'll basically only he'll barely. It's a credit to Will Ferrell that it seems like he will actually show up for work. When you are doing the podcast, like he'll actually like put his ass in the chair and do the work, which is
sit down and do it. Go like I remember Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Probably I haven't heard this specific episode, but I'm what? How many minutes are we doing on Scooby Snacks? What was in those things?
I don't know that we talked about Scooby Snacks.
I don't think
snacks.
We talked about the
touch
snacks.
Scooby Snacks.
Okay, so we can come back and do that. Okay. We can come do that for sure.
We absolutely can do it.
Yes.
Because we'll be like, should kids be watching this?
And like making your own out of the pulp, you're locked in there. You got to eat something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're back in the pulp.
And you're sort
closet.
Of seeking. Mm-hmm. It's much bigger than a closet. It's a big room with very high ceilings. Which, when it's dark in there, it feels even bigger.
Okay.
And you're seeking. You know, you got to eat. You're so hungry, and you just take a tiny little finger. Like scoop of the pulp, and oh, it's so nasty, but you can feel that it does have nutrients in it. You can taste it is keeping you alive.
Sour pulp.
It seems like you guys don't necessarily need to be guests on our podcast, because it's almost as if we're doing an episode of
need
our podcast.
Or want.
Well, it feels like this is turned into sort of a nostalgic podcast, at least for both of you. So that's we're already covering a lot of nostalgic ground. So maybe
I'm getting nostalgic for the bracelet conversation, because I feel like it's
we were close to maybe figuring out where
right
it was.
That's your constant too.
Yeah,
the bracelet.
And it's again like he says need or want.
Yeah,
you totally ignore the question and just start like just barrel through with like your agenda.
It's what I feel. I'm only speaking to what I feel personally.
Mm-hmm.
And rather, like I feel like I can be a pretty good judge of that, maybe better than like another person. And
right.
I want to be on your podcast every day.
Every episode.
Wow. That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so do we talk to Will, or like, is he like how, like,
I can have any memory you want. Like, I can say that Scooby-Doo made me weird. I think it was just a cartoon, but that made me so weird. Like, it wasn't the prison light in my window. It wasn't the rotating spotlight.
We'd want you to talk about something that really feels true to you and really happened, you know?
Doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't seem like you want
it. Does not seem like what you want. Does not seem like what you have been enjoying.
Okay.
So Amir's not, I mean, we can see it, like, he's not even here, like we were saying. And so, like, we do not feel super taken care of here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is Will there?
No, we're at our houses.
Okay.
Sean, so, do you want to talk about any of that stuff you were saying before Hayes showed up?
What do you mean? Just, like, Hayes, like his phone call stuff?
Yeah.
This guy's gets a lot of phone calls.
Why do you get so many phone calls? I think that's a good topic.
That's a great topic.
Okay. And this is, they're actually doing a pretty good job.
Sure. We can get into that. I guess when you're in the pulp room.
Okay.
One thing you kind of are feeling is that it would be really nice to be able to make a phone call. The appreciation for that stays with you. And so you just kind of feel a little safer when you're on the phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You made the pulp into Scooby Snacks to kind of make it fun. Then you realize that you shaped the Scooby Snacks like a dog. In your head, they're shaped like a dog, but they're probably not.
No, because they're snacks for a dog.
But what were they shaped?
Eating them.
But then you're just like, are they shaped like nothing? What were they shaped like? Were they just
are they
little
just a
circles?
Nugget, just a general nugget?
Like, what were the Scooby Snacks shaped like?
What is the
does
shape
anyone
of the Scooby
does
snacks?
Anyone even remember?
What are the Scooby Snacks shaped like?
So you're saying being locked in the pulp closet as a kid made you want to and not
fine,
being able to make
closet.
Phone. Phone. Oh,
no,
sorry.
That's fine.
The pulp.
No, that's
sorry.
Fine.
Excuse
let's
me.
Do
no,
that.
Let's
excuse
make
me.
Closet.
Being locked in the enormous pulp room as a child,
it's almost
and
bigger,
not being able to make phone calls from there,
bigger
or accept
inside
phone
than
calls.
It is outside.
Okay, this pulp space. Now it makes you, as an adult who's free to use the phone, really want to take advantage of being on phone calls.
Dog treats are never shaped like a dog.
No, but. In your head, don't you kind of feel like Scooby Snacks were maybe shaped like little dogs?
I think if they
sold
not,
them,
what were they?
If they
shaped
sold
like?
Them, they'd look like Scooby Doo. Like if they sold them, they'd be shaped
exactly.
like him.
Exactly.
And they said, "No, you can have your own Scooby snacks." And but I don't think what he's eating looks like a.
And
dog.
I almost think they right. might have did that. I almost think they actually might have did that.
Kevin,
yes,
look it up. Fucking. Do you have a producer on your thing?
We do, yes.
Yeah.
What's the rapport like?
I would say we're pretty respectful of her.
Wow. And she feels like she's treated well there because you guys respect her?
I think so.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.